This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To not leave anyone behind, rescue and search crews are still looking after that condo collapsed last week in Surfside, Florida, just outside of Miami. Again, not leaving any of the people behind. 16 people dead, 147 missing there. So that continues. Bill Cosby, huge news. His sex assault conviction overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. He served more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence. Wow. And the Trump Organization, the CFO, is expected to face charges on Thursday. So the chief financial officer is the one that I think the New York prosecutors are really, really setting their sights on. We'll see what happens there. And then Anheuser-Busch is giving away freebies for COVID vaccines. What about pot and giving away free joints to those in Washington State who are getting vaccinated? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much on this holiday week for joining us on the show. Let's talk about the Bill Cosby sex assault conviction overturned. I think that this is reverberating around the land because this was one of the most talked about stories with a very famous celebrity and the accusations that had been out there for a long time and then ultimately the conviction. As I said, he served more than 2 years of a 3 to 10 at a state prison near Philly. He vowed to serve all 10 rather than acknowledge any remorse over the 2004 encounter with his accuser. And the 83-year-old, who was America's dad, was convicted of drugging and molesting the Temple University employee at his suburban estate. And so now the trial judge had allowed just one accuser to testify, one other accuser to testify at Cosby's first trial when the jury deadlocked. He then allowed five other accusers to testify at the retrial about their experiences with Cosby in the 1980s. So this, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that the testimony tainted the trial, even though a lower appeals court had found it appropriate to show a signature pattern of drugging and molesting women. He was the first celebrity tried and convicted, if you remember, in the Me Too era. So this reversal could make prosecutors kind of worry of calling other accusers, I think, in similar cases. And this is absolutely something that's being talked about. I say this show is about what we talk about in this country from end to end, and this is one of those stories. This is a big story, too. The president and the New York prosecutors have been after, the ex-president, have been after him for a while. Well, now, the Trump Organization, of course, the namesake enterprise founded by the former President Donald Trump and its chief financial officer, are expected to be charged as soon as Thursday with tax-related offenses. This is part of this long investigation headed by the Manhattan District Attorney and New York's Attorney General into the operations of the family real estate business. Alan Weiselberg, the company CFO, him specifically, is the one who could face charges for allegedly failing to pay taxes on fringe benefits from the company, including school tuition. His attorney is not commenting on this at all. And I think there would be other employees, too, that will face maybe something similar. We'll see how this all rolls out heading into a holiday weekend. But you knew that they were hunkering down and they were looking at banking, tax, insurance transactions, and they were even looking in whether the company manipulated property values to get favorable loans and reduce tax rates. And now it looks like it's going to be of a more personal nature with employees, et cetera, and you know, even cash bonuses. And I don't know if it'll end up just being the CFO, or it could go maybe deeper than that. That remains to be seen. And once all of those charges flow out, the thing that's interesting with Anheuser-Busch is that, you know, they they talked about beer for vaccines, and the number of people being vaccinated, it's still pretty high in this country, but the unvaccinated are certainly still out there too, where we're vacillating between the two. And the idea that the 70% was going to be hit is not going to happen. That was what Biden wanted to see before the 4th of July. We're nowhere close to that. But Anheuser-Busch is saying that they're going to follow through and, you know, get a shot and have a beer. So a free beer for everyone over 21 years old to celebrate independence from the virus. Anheuser-Busch is calling it its biggest beer giveaway in history. And if you think about it, this would involve almost 200 million brews. If every adult, if literally every eligible adult took them up on the offer, and very doubtful, right? But that's how much you would be talking about. Phew. I think the number will be much smaller than that, because I don't think people are going to belly up to the bar to get to across the board to get the free beer. But I think some people will definitely do it. I mean, look, ask Krispy Kreme. There were people that were getting their free donuts, that's for sure. And then the sad story, the Illinois summer camp didn't require any masks indoors or any of that, but 80 teens and staff got COVID-19, 85 people infected totally, 70% of the cases, they weren't vaccinated. They had to put out a press release, the Illinois Department of Health. There were so many questions about this, and they said they were only aware of a handful of teens and staffers who got the vaccine, but people were certainly eligible. And that's disconcerting, because, you know, they weren't all experiencing severe illness, but the worry was spreading the virus to others, and including those that are too young to be vaccinated, which was part of all the discussion in the first place when COVID first hit, right? The condo collapse, could it be any worse? Four more bodies recovered, so the death toll keeps climbing, but let's say 16 as of midday and 147 people are still unaccounted for. So depressing. Crews are racing to find bodies. They're racing to find maybe people. I mean, there still is that tiny hope, I think, in the back of many of the rescuers' minds that perhaps they could get lucky. So they're going to keep digging through the mountain of rubble precariously. You know, they're saying, look, we have to be realistic. You're talking about 1 week. Tomorrow officially is 1 week. The collapse happened while many of the residents of that condo were asleep, and the crews have been looking for bedrooms buried under 13 to 16 feet of concrete. Wow. 16 feet of concrete? You got to be kidding me. All right, the upside, James Freeman is joining us, and he's going to talk about COVID-19, true fictions, before, during, and after. It's a really great set of short stories of people who helped other people, whether it was carpet cleaners or hospice volunteers or soldiers or teachers or fishermen, just plain folks, and what they did to help other people and make their days brighter. And, you know, some good things did happen, and he talks about it in his book. Plus, we'll chat with Ginny Sylvester. She's got a great kids book that's out, perfect for the summer. That's all coming up. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. We do have some great affiliates in Washington State, that is, and you would like some free joints. Well, guess what? Licensed marijuana stores in Washington State can offer free joints to promote on-site COVID-19 vaccine clinics. That was announced at the beginning of the week. Who better to have on with us than somebody who's right out there on the West Coast, Paul Siegert, and he is a managing partner for PCS Advisors. As I said, he's all things healthcare. He's an employee healthcare benefits consultant in a firm based in Northern California, very, very close to those people in Washington. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Kate?
Good. What do you make of this? Is it just like, hey, look at how much money is going out the door with these lotteries in California, in Ohio, and other states? I mean, we've seen free sports tickets, lots of that prize money I mentioned. So why not marijuana? Is that kind of the attitude, do you think, with this one?
I think so. Why not try it? See if we'll do anything at this point to sell these vaccines, because I think we've made it through most of the population that really were eager to get vaccinated, and even part of the population that wasn't sure have gotten on board. So now we're getting to that tougher group that, where this may or may not have much of a real effect on it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's the question. Will it have an effect? I mean, being in radio, listen, and I was in television news, and if you had any kind of a giveaway, it didn't matter what you were giving away, Paul. People would line up, they would sign things, send things in, make wacky stories, do whatever they had to do. So you could give away anything. It's kind of along those same lines, like, hey, this is more valuable than anything, so why not put that up there? Do you think in the end, though, that really works with the age group of who they're trying to get, which is really the Z generation, I think, and I guess millennials, and what do you think?
Well, what we've seen in some of the polling is that, and there is something different here, because they're saying if you get the vaccine on site, we'll give you a joint, versus some of the other lotteries and stuff that say if you've been vaccinated, you're included. So it could have been that they're just going to reward people that were already early adopters.
Yeah,
so maybe they've got a little bit of a better chance, and perhaps this is a good way to target that group that is holding out a bit. But we also, interestingly, we see when people are polled that it kind of falls along political lines, party lines, as to what motivates them. If you're more conservatively minded, the idea of getting your freedoms back is very motivating. And so I think in lots of cases, we've kind of hurt ourselves in our messaging and our mixed messaging when we've told our population, get a vaccine and do these things, and maybe we'll return to normal. It's looking more like we are returning to normal now, and that's good news for everybody. And on the more liberal side of things, there is more, at least the polling indicates, that this is more motivating. And it's a pretty left-leaning state, so, you know, it could be that they do move a few more points toward getting vaccinated. They are already ahead of the nation. You know, they're at 48%. Let's see, 48% versus 42%. The rest of the nation's 42% fully vaccinated. They're at 48. And so they're already ahead. And single doses, they're at 58, where the rest of the country's at 51. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I don't think it's going to be a big swing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be a big swing to me either. I love your point about mixed messaging. It's so important, as you know, with anything healthcare related, that once you get it out there, once you're talking about whatever it is, especially a pandemic that we've been in, if you turn and reverse and flip-flop on things, that's when it doesn't matter, I think, Democrat, Republican, Independent. People start to say, well, wait a minute, first we heard this and then we heard that. And I think that was kind of the problem with this all along. Do you?
I totally agree, and I hope we'll learn from that. This is an age where we all have a smartphone.
Yeah.
And we can look things up. I mean, we can look up research from the CDC that often has kind of countered what we were hearing in the media, even from folks from the CDC or other, you know, national experts and appointed experts. So we've done a bad job there, and that cost us, I think, quite a bit of time. And we're already a vaccine hesitant population. About 30% of Americans say, I don't want to get vaccinated for anything. And we've gotten this down to about one in four. So with all the media campaigns and everything else, we've made some headway there. But we worked against ourselves for sure.
And no way 70%, right? You just were talking about the numbers that Washington State was ahead. But if you look at 51% mm-hmm. for two doses fully vaccinated, let's say that just goes up a little bit. Biden was calling for 70%. We keep hearing that 70% as the eureka moment. I don't think we
right.
hit that by July 4th. Do you?
No. And I think this brings up a really good point, too. We've had mixed messaging. We've had bad messaging, and we've had messaging and we've lacked certain messaging, some of the facts. I mean, we know all the studies are showing, you look at places like Italy that were the hardest hit and earliest hardest hit. Those who got COVID, even mild cases, have antibodies and have immunity and aren't having breakthrough infections at any higher a rate than those who get vaccinated. So if you've had COVID, you have immunity. And while some say, sure, we don't know how long that immunity will last, every study, for as long as this has been going on, continues to confirm that the immunity is there. So, which is as much as we know for the vaccines, frankly. we kind of missed that whole point, and we were told 70 to 90% would be herd immunity. And when you look, the CDC's own research shows that 8 times more, and they're some of the most conservative when looking at this, 8 times more Americans have had COVID than have been confirmed to have had COVID. And I looked at it today, and our confirmed cases are north of 33 million. So if you take that 33 million, multiply it by 8, and get yourself around, let's call it 267 plus the 33, you're at 300. That's the 90% number. The 70 to 90 was the range we were given for herd immunity. I mean, it was a moving target. But even if we go to that higher end, that 90%, that would indicate we're there. And so would the, we're not talking in the media much about hospitalizations and hospitals being overrun and in deaths anymore, because all the indicators have fallen in a good way. And I think we can afford to be optimistic. We should be optimistic when the facts say that we should.
Yeah. Boy, I so agree with that. Paul, it's always great to have you on the show. You offer such great insights. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Paul Siegert. And like I said, you can look him up pretty easy. Go to PCSAdvisors.com. So he just told you it really, in a nutshell. That's why I don't get the arguing over, hey, if somebody wants to wear a mask or somebody wants to do this, or, you know, personal freedoms in either direction. But especially that mixed messaging. The mixed messaging is the part that drove so many people crazy. And I think people who were willing to look at the science, to keep being informed from the previous administration and swinging it into this one, but at the tail end of the last administration, when we were seeing that things kept changing, what the messaging was, not from the president, but from the people that were out there talking, the people on the front lines that were talking about, well, you know, we said this and now it's changed. And of course, there, we don't know 100% what can happen with variants. This is, it's not that kind of thing. There's still some mystery, obviously, when it comes to COVID-19. That's why I say it's the most elusive SOB of a virus, that none of us wanted in our life, obviously. There's the unknown factors. But, the good news, like Paul said, is what I've been talking about, the smiles, the reunions, people getting out there again, driving by locations that were like ghost towns and now have cars and now have people roaming around and people doing what they want to do. It's your choice and, of course, also your beliefs as to how you feel about it and how you feel where you're at, how safe you are, etc. But absolutely, the hospitalizations, boom, we're not talking about that. It is a changed world from what it was this time last year. What's on tap? We're telling you next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In its decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News. The defense community is in mourning over the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who passed away at the age of 88. John Clemens reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest defense secretary, serving at age 43 in the Gerald Ford administration. Then from 2001 to 2006 in the George W. Bush cabinet to become the oldest.
He was the only person to ever serve twice as defense secretary, and he did that decades apart.
That is Hope Sack of Military.com, who shares the most vivid memory she has of Mr. Rumsfeld.
Unbelievable moment of him basically giving a press briefing from the Pentagon and answering questions and saying there are bodies still being carried out of the building when the Pentagon itself was attacked.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stories before, during, and after, when mostly good things happened. James, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Kate.
So I know you've been gathering stories and whatnot. What made you write this? What made you write this book?
Well, I wanted to look for human commonalities. I kind of live by an analogy of somebody arriving late to a party, and the party is made up of mostly strangers to them, maybe one or two people that they know. And so because you're late, you're trying to find some common ground with the other folks attending the party that arrived there on time. And I kind of tried to live that way and write that way, that I prefer to look for something in common if there's no language barrier with the other guests at the party, and, you know, not just gravitate to the one or two people I might know, but anybody else at the party I've arrived too late that might have something in common with me, a place or two we visited in common or a value we share. So in writing the stories, I thought my characters should be those kinds of people who look for common ground and during tough times, you know, during the pandemic, especially sought common ground and shared values, and instead of emphasizing differences, and human commonality and what we all share. You know, we all eat and drink and need fresh air and need protection in the cold from the cold with warmth and from the heat with cool. And, you know, so there's these basic human commonalities. But beyond that, there's all kinds of common values that we share. And even when there are differences, there's always something, one or two or three things that we can find in common between our fellow people at the party.
And so what's interesting is, you're right, these, what you did is you've got carpet cleaners, hospice volunteers, teachers, regular people, what we have in common. And when you pulled these together, you drew from people you saw around you, stories you heard about. What was COVID like for most people, do you think, in from your point of view, and how you wrap this into the book?
Well, I think it was frightening for everybody, quite clearly. You know, we hadn't been through anything like that unless we were 110 years old and had lived through the Spanish flu of a century ago. It was terrifying. And because of that uncertainty, you know, some people react badly to a scare like that and a tragedy like that. And unfortunately, look for those differences that we were just talking about at the party scenario. But I think most people, luckily, because it's human nature, look for the family values that have gotten them through other tough times. You know, perhaps you've lost a loved one, and that brings the family together in a way that is even heightened, even more than the tragedy, the family tragedy. And I kind of look at that as an analogy to everything, as an analogy, being an English teacher, for, you know, facing the pandemic. Because even if we didn't lose a loved one or have a loved one affected negatively by the virus, we knew people who had been. And it touched us pretty directly in a way that hasn't happened in our lifetimes before. And I think it made us reassess our, you know, our values and reappraise on a positive side the fact that our family was very important. And if we could recognize that our family was extremely important, then we knew that our neighbor's family was extremely important to them, even in a heightened state. And by analogy, we kept going to the whole country, the whole people, the whole human race, for that matter. You know, if we looked at it as an opportunity to, you know, that word pivot applies to our values, too. We kind of pivoted our values in a positive way.
Yeah.
Recognizing that, you know, everybody matters, not just our immediate family, but everybody by extension.
Yeah.
Because they feel what we feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting you say, you know, how would we know? You have to go back over 100 years. And my great grandmother died of from that pandemic in Philadelphia. So, and it was, and it turns out I didn't know who she was because there was a remarriage and all that stuff. So there's stories where you don't even know what a family connection. And in your book, it's great the way that you break down the contents, like, you know, the stories, because the titles are like COVID before we knew. You talk about you've got a friend in need. You talk about not forgotten man. You talk about COVID before we knew. COVID before we knew, what's that about? Give us a little glimpse of one of your stories.
Well, that particular story is about an adult son who drives in his minivan away from his wife with her permission and family to visit his aged mother across country, who lives alone with a cocker spaniel as her only companion. And he's, you know, he's pretty freaked out by the virus, as we all are and were. He may or may not have contracted the virus, and his mom may or may not be okay. And in terms of foreshadowing and all of that, I won't ruin it by explaining that further, but it's more so about the inner feelings along the way and how he's like everybody else. The motel maid at the you know, the Super 8s and the Motel 6s he stays at on his long drive to see his ancestral home and his mom. And it's about grocery shopping, you know, before he leaves and how freaky that was during the very beginning of the pandemic when there was so much uncertainty and we, you know, we didn't really know what we were facing. There's a Ray Bradbury story about, it's called There Will Come Soft Rains. And it's about these particles that fall from space. It's, you know, sci-fi. And they get inhaled. It's a 1962 story. It's sort of a freaky science fiction premonition of the way the virus ultimately, you know, we found was airborne. So that story is more about feelings, you know, and that uncertainty of not knowing what came next and what to expect and loving someone even more than you had before. And even if it sounds weird, but even loving the people you meet along the way who are total strangers on this kind of ancestral journey back home to check on mom and help her out and make sure things are okay for her. So yeah, the book is about, the time before the virus, the time when the virus was brand new, and then a kind of a wish fulfillment, series of stories at the end of the book about what the virus, what life would be like after the virus had been eradicated.
Yeah, and that's the key. That's where we are now, right? When we look at it, and the book is again COVID-19 true fiction stories before, like you said, during and after, when mostly good things happen. So you think of and I can hear it in your voice and the stories you're telling us. There were good things that happened in that connection with strangers, right?
Oh, absolutely. When the schools around my home in Pennsylvania shut down, like so many other places around the planet. The school buses ran for a while to preserve the school bus drivers' jobs and delivered lunches in the neighborhoods. This is one micro example of, you know, people helping people. I mean, that's the school district trying to keep its employees employed, but also helping the students who are, you know, learning at home and were on school lunch programs and bringing them right to the bus stop so that kids could run out with their masks on and get lunch, those who, you know, who qualified. And in fact, I think they said to hell with the qualifications and just delivered as many lunches as they could. So I think that's an example of you know, doing the right thing and thinking differently than we did before the virus.
And I think that... And you say that in the book. So we have like a minute left, but what do you hope people take away? And you've been telling us that, so I think we know it, but what do you truly hope somebody takes away, walks away with when they read your book?
Well, I think that we have more in common than when we do differences, and that when we do have differences, we just respect them and go to the common ground. And going to the common ground, we begin to discover that those differences are pretty insignificant. You know, there are things like skin color and religion, and not that those aren't important to people and they have to do with our identity, but the fact that we're all humans on this bus outweighs the fact that we might be of a different religion or of a different state or of a different skin color than somebody else. And I think the virus taught us to prioritize. And in priority, it's that old Beatles, you know, when legends walk the earth thing. Love is the answer.
Yeah, so love is the answer.
I want people to take away.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You're just conjuring up that image in my head. That's a wonderful image. So once again, we've said it a couple times, but it really is great. And I haven't seen anything like this where we've seen articles and talked about it, but not the way that you pulled this together. So COVID-19, true fiction, stories before, during, and after, when mostly good things happen. James Andrew Freeman, that's where you can find it on Amazon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you very much.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us this time around on Author's Corner. Her book is Paw Prints, Bodhi's Search for Home. And, you know, it's interesting, thinking about her book and the conversation that we had off the air and what happened personally in her life with a very, very special cat is so, I think, interesting, because I've been talking to more and more people about what happens when they lose their animal, what happens when they run away, and what happens when they lose them to cancer or something else. And this book really takes you on some interesting journeys, I think. Ginny, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, let's talk about what led you to writing this book. Why did you write this book?
Well, Paw Prints is the result of an amazing story that happened to me. I had a shelter cat named Susie, who was very shy with everyone but me. And I had her about 6 months when she went missing after I left her at her friend's house while I was on vacation. This was in another town, and I went there every day for weeks looking for her. This all happened during the winter. After about 8 months, she was cold, wet, skinny, and hungry. She crossed a four-lane highway and showed herself to a stranger who worked in an ice cream shop. he read her tag and called me. Miraculously, we were reunited. When I got her home, she jumped up on the bed, looked out the window, and began to prance and hop around. She was so, so glad to be home.
Oh, for you, how exciting was that? I can't imagine. That would tug at my heart. It would be so awful. But then, what, 8 months later? Wow.
I know, amazing. That doesn't usually happen.
Yeah.
But luckily, she kept her collar on.
Yeah, no kidding. And so you had Susie Q for a long time, and then Susie died of cancer, and that had to be tough. It's always tough when we lose our animals, isn't it, and our cat?
Oh, yeah, she became my life companion. Her unconditional love helped us both. When she passed on, I wanted others to experience the same fulfillment that comes with owning a pet. We help them and they help us. It's a two-way street.
Yeah. And what is it like for strays? You and I had that conversation. Can you imagine what it's like for stray cats and how important those shelters are?
I know. I wanted to raise awareness to the harsh conditions that strays live in day to day.
Yeah.
I hope the book may instill a desire to own and nurture a pet in the children who we adore.
Yeah, so tell us about the book. Tell us, I know it's inspired by Susie's story, but let's talk about Bodhi and Bodhi's search for home. And as you wrote this, and you know, it's so descriptive, and you talk about, you know, she sets off to search the city for food and roams the busy streets and eats the scraps and bits of discarded food. And what was it like writing that? And take us on her journey a little bit.
All right, I tried to imagine what it would be like to be a stray. It's not so far from being a homeless person, I suppose. In her book, Bodhi likes people, and she's comfortable in their presence. She especially likes their food. That's the best thing. But she's searching for a home base where she will feel safe, cared for, and fed. And I think that's foremost in the minds of animals who want to be adopted. So Bodhi is looking for a place probably behind where she was before, a restaurant, where she can have people feed her on a daily basis. So she had a little box. She had a blanket in the box. And all that is gone now, and she has to look for a new home. So wandering the streets, I can't imagine how difficult that must be for animals. But she made it to the edge of town and into a cornfield where she thought she smelled or heard some small animals, prey, as you would. But she goes hungry for quite a few days before she can finally find her way out of the woods, onto the road, down the road, to a place where there's a young girl that she hears talking. This is in the evening. The girl is outside. She's on her cell phone. But I thought that was all realistic. I can imagine when I was growing up in the country in the summertime, in the summers mostly, and I pictured it. In my head, that's the way it was, with the open road, not too many people, the farm animals like the cows in the field, people outside, mostly, even in the evening, talking. And it just brought all that back to me. And that setting was just, I thought, perfect for Bodhi to find her way to a home.
Yeah, and I like that you, it's realistic, as you said. I mean, on the phone, she's on the phone. And this book, again, is on Amazon, great for kids, Paw Prints, Bodhi Search for Home, Ginny Stone it's under, so Ginny Stone is where you'll find this, beautiful illustrations. What do you hope kids who read this take away from the story?
Well, I had thought in mind that children could benefit from reading about a stray cat that needs a home. Because I was writing the story, I thought it could be used as a training tool for grade schoolers who are interested in adopting a pet. As a matter of fact, the 5-star review that was written about my book for me was had a line in it that I thought was pertinent. He said, every student should read Paw Prints in school. They will learn a great deal about cats, survival, feeding, hunting, and compassion. And that was the whole point of the book, really.
Oh, yeah, and you nailed it, because I think when somebody reads this, they have more compassion for strays. These kids would definitely know more about, wow, what is that like? And that's what you weave in your story. It's not surprising, because what's so interesting, and for you, Ginny, you're a technical writer. You worked as a technical writer. So then to do this, that had to be fun. Was it fun?
Yes, it was. It really was. Just using my imagination, trying to picture all this in my head, and then writing about the picture that I had in my head.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I understand. I relate to cats. I grew up with cats, and we had Siamese cats, and they had such a big impact on me. We had one cat that lived to 18 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Her name was Brubeck. And, you know, named after the jazz musician, and I really, really cool. Always knew when you needed comfort, and, you know, that whole thing. So it's such a good book. Pick up this book. It's a great present. Paw Prints, Bodie Search for Home, Ginny Stone, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so it's interesting in talking with Ginny about cats. It did really bring back those memories. I have a dog now. I didn't grow up with dogs. I grew up with cats. And I didn't, I wish I had had a book like hers, because I didn't know much about strays or cats or adopting cats. And that's what happened after Brubeck died, which, of course, we were kids, and I didn't know that a cat will often wander off when they're ready to die. And so, you know, we're frantically looking and searching, and we never found Brubeck. And then I was on my first job out of college as a television anchor, and I was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I was so desperate to help my mom and get another cat that, just like Ginny was talking about farms and smaller areas, my friend had a farm and they had Siamese cats. So what an experience flying home with a Siamese cat, you know, with the meowing and everything and what you have to do. But it was the best the best present in traveling all the way back from Nebraska to Philadelphia and bringing the next cat to my mom, and watching that, you know, kitten grow up to be an interesting cat. I think they have interesting personalities, and I love when I see and hear that some great adoptions are happening and kids are getting involved in that. And I think that's part of the point, like she said, to her book, is learning the appreciation of, you know, animals and cats and what this cat went through, and what does it mean to be a stray, and that whole idea of what you do when you give a home to these to animals, whether it's a cat or even dogs. So Paw Prints, Bodie Search for Home, it's a great story for a kid. Ginny Stone, thanks again for her coming on, and thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people, and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.